President's under pressure to investigate high oil and gas prices.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. Happy Friday. I'm Steve Chiatakis. The price of oil has topped $112 a barrel today. And as that price keeps going up and gas prices do the same, President Obama is being pressured to do something about it. So he's ordered Attorney General Eric Holder and a Justice Department task force to look into the possibility of speculation as a reason for oil price volatility. Jill Schlesinger is editor-at-large for CBS Money Watch. She's with us live, as she is every Friday morning, from New York. Good morning, Jill.
Good morning.
Is there really speculation going on?
Yes, there's speculation, but it's not illegal. The oil market, like any other securities market, is made up of lots of players, including speculators. So in oil, we have two types. We have end users, like airlines. They use the market to protect against future price fluctuations. Mm-hmm. And then we have speculators, mutual and hedge funds, your neighbor next door who bought an exchange trade. Fund, they're betting on the same price fluctuations.
All right, you say it's not illegal, Jill. What can be done to ease these major fluctuations of prices?
Well, you know, one thing that can be done is the Commodities Futures Trading Commission, the regulator, can impose what's called position limits. That limits the size of the bets that speculators can make. And the CFTC has the power to curb speculation. And the Dodd-Frank bill calls for a focus on position limits. And exchanges and regulators can also change margin requirements. That can tamp down the swings, but thus far, they haven't really done much.
All right. Jill Schlesinger from CBS Money Watch. Jill, thanks.
Great to be with you.
Have a great weekend. Let's do the numbers. A lot of global stock exchanges are closed for the Good Friday holiday, but the markets in Asia that were open closed mostly lower today, just slightly off. Wall Street yesterday, the Dow tacked on 52 points to close at 12,505. Toyota's recalling more than 300,000 RAV4s and Highlander SUVs because of an airbag issue. We found that out today. Also starting today, if you want a Toyota Prius plug-in electric model, you can sign up online. It's perfect timing because today is Earth Day, and apparently Toyota's not the only company taking advantage of the occasion. Marketplace's Eve Tro reports.
Hopefully no one's dressing up as Recyclops.
Recyclops destroy!
Like Dwight on NBC's The Office, but 80% of companies do celebrate Earth Day. Kathleen Rogers with the Earth Day Network says that's not commercialization, it's participation.
Even companies with very challenged environmental records are beginning to understand that they have to do something around Earth Day.
Even just planting a few trees. And organizers like her won't judge them. Earth Day is now open to all shades of green.
You can talk about the environment without necessarily talking about the politics, and I think that's a good thing.
Joel McCower runs greenbiz.com. He says businesses are making real progress, but you won't hear about it on Earth Day because it's not easy to promote.
Our widget has 42% fewer toxics this year. That's a significant achievement, but that's not a very happy story to tell.
He says it amounts to we're using poison just less than we used to. I'm Eve Tro for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Reputation.com, monitoring, protecting, and improving reputations online while deleting personal data from the Internet. Reputation.com. And by Chevrolet, undertaking a carbon-reducing effort, investing in projects like wind farms and planting trees across America over the next few years. On the web at Chevy.com. Marketplace Innovation Reporting is supported by the 2011 Jaguar XJ. Learn more at a local dealer or at JaguarUSA.com.
Well, there's a big wedding a week from today. Maybe you've heard of it. The royal wedding has some protesters of the British monarchy underscoring the need to get rid of the throne and replace it with a more modern style of rule, one that doesn't cost as much money. Reporter Christopher Worth explains.
On a cold afternoon in London, about 40 protesters stand outside the gates of Buckingham Palace, calling for the Queen of England to pack up her bags and go.
I'm very, very proud to see a good turnout, and we're going to keep on protesting until we get rid of the monarchy, and we can one day elect our head instead.
These are Republicans, a term with a very different meaning in the UK, who want to see Britain's centuries-old system of hereditary kings and queens replaced with a democratically elected president.
I want to live in a democracy, as you do in the United States.
Tony Mitchell is a retired school teacher who came out for the protest, organized by a group called Republic. It says since the royal wedding was announced nearly 5 months ago, the organization has seen a 50% jump in its number of supporters. Many, like Mitchell, don't want the taxpayer to pay for it.
The Queen is one of the richest women in the world. She should foot the bill for the wedding.
To be fair, the royal family says it is paying for the wedding itself. But Graham Smith, Republic spokesman, says the British taxpayer is still on the hook for anywhere from $13 to $30 million in security and other related costs.
It's costing the country an enormous amount of money to have this wedding.
Not so, says Barry Twigg of the Constitutional Monarchy Association. It's a group that supports the royal family. He says overall, the total cost of having the monarchy is actually quite affordable.
When you work it out, it costs no more than 2 pints of milk per person per year.
In other words, about $60 million annually. But Graham Smith says when you add in other costs like private helicopters and the revenue the royal family earns and keeps from its land holdings, that figure is more like $300 million. And that expense will be even more scrutinized during this time of deep public spending cuts in Britain. From London, I'm Christopher Wirth for Marketplace.
And finally, speaking of the monarchy, in Spain, the King's Cup, or Copa del Rey, is the national championship trophy given by the King of Spain to soccer's best team in that country. And this year, the team is Real Madrid, who beat Barcelona for the top football title on Wednesday. A huge crowd gathered in the wee hours of yesterday in the capital city's central square to celebrate the big win. But when defender Sergio Ramos held the trophy out of the team bus to show thousands of fans there what Real Madrid had just won, he accidentally dropped it, and the bus then ran over it. I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles, online at marketplace.org and at Marketplace Radio on Twitter. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
Work to live or live to work? Whatever the choice, the truth is we're often defined by what we do.
People's relationship to their work is focal in American culture. It is the thing that grounds us.
I'm Kai Rizdal. Work and writing fiction takes on the daily grind. That and the day's business news next time on Marketplace. It's from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.